From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, June 15, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, David Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Friends of St. Pat's Group is exploring the idea of holding an anniversary event in August to draw attention to its plan to reopen the historic St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Catskill. August 23rd will mark the church's 132nd anniversary. Friends of St. Pat's co-leader Deb Johnson said, and I quote, "There's not been any special celebration. We just thought we would take this opportunity and make it a special day," end quote. The group will launch a new pledge drive at the end of this year. It currently has $40,000 in pledges from supporters and more than $4,000 in the bank from various events. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany ordered St. Patrick's Church permanently closed in May, citing the historic building's poor structural condition. An appeal from the diocese order is now pending with the Vatican. Diocese Communications Director Mary DeTouris Poust said on Wednesday, June the 14th, there was nothing new to report, and I quote, "I have no further comment," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Patricia Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Dutchess County legislator Joel Tyner is facing unprecedented censure for implying a county official was acting like a World War II-era Nazi. The Democrat from Clinton faces the action as a result of comments made recently suggesting County Department of Public Works Commissioner Robert Balkin was, and I quote, "following orders like the Germans 70 years ago," end quote, in pressing forward on a plan for the county takeover of the city of Poughkeepsie bus system. Legislature Chairman Dale Borchett said, and I quote, "the context of his speech was taken as anti-Semitic. It's comparing our administration to Nazis. That's what has people upset," end quote. Tyner said he could have chosen his words more carefully, but that he stands behind his belief that the county administration is making, and I quote, "an end run around democracy," end quote, by striking a bus deal with the city. He said the move is, and I quote, "a racist, fascist attack," end quote, on poor people and people of color. Legislature Minority Leader Mickey Strawinski said the Democrats will support censure unless Tyner, and I quote, "publicly and sincerely," end quote, apologizes. She said, and I quote, "we were simply aghast at what transpired," end quote. Tyner is a seven-term legislator who represents Clinton and Rhinebeck, is seeking re-election in November. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Register Star is reporting that Columbia County will hold its annual household hazardous waste collection event on Saturday, June the 17th. Oil-based paint, pesticides, and other environmentally hazardous items that cannot be disposed of at the county's transfer station can be brought to the event for disposal. Latex paints will not be accepted. Proof of residency will be required. There is no charge to participate. Residents with large quantities of materials to dispose of must contact the county solid waste office before participating. Household hazardous waste collection, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., Saturday, June the 17th at Columbia County Highway Garage, Route 23B in Greenport. For information regarding proper disposal of handling, call 518-828-2737. The event is rain or shine. In a May 10th letter to the editor in the Daily Mail, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, wrote, and I quote, "paid phone advocates have generated calls into our offices from both inside and outside the congressional district," end quote. Former District 19 Congressperson John Hall, talking with WGXC, said June 14th that paid protesters are not calling the congressperson.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
First of all,
I don't think he's telling the truth, or he knows the truth, one or the other. But
he is getting.
I know there are paid trolls online.
Online, yes.
And I know there are
some of them from Russia.
Some of them from Russia, and some of them
from here,
from different interest groups or political parties here. When I was in office, we had repeat callers or repeat emailers, or and we also had organized petitions.
You can hear the full interview with the pop singer with the band Orleans and former Congressperson Hall, who performs June 16th at a fundraiser in Hudson for Triform Campbell. Faso's press representative did not get back to WGXC with a comment for this story. Rick Collin reports in Capital Confidential that New York spent $21,206 per student in its schools in 2014-15, 86% more than the national average, according to census data. The fiscally conservative Empire Center released a report based on the census data. They found New York spent $5,972 per pupil on, and I quote, support services, end quote, including central and school administration, which ranked seventh in the country. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. Traffic was up on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge in April. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that traffic on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge rose by 4.3% in April, with a 3.2% increase in tolls. Traffic was up on four of the five Mid-Hudson Valley bridges in April, according to the latest statistics from the New York State Bridge Authority. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And finally, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, released a statement after four people were shot June 14th during baseball practice for an annual charity game in Alexandria, Virginia. The statement read, and I quote, Mary Fran and I are praying for the victims of today's shooting, including Majority Whip Steve Scalise, congressional staff, and the brave men and women of the Capitol Police. Thank you to our law enforcement and first responders who rushed to save lives, end quote. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand also released a statement, and I quote, I'm praying for the recovery of Representative Steve Scalise, the staff, and the Capitol Police who were wounded at the horrific scene this morning. God bless the police and first responders for their bravery and for taking quick action to ensure that this tragedy wasn't worse. Our first responders put their lives on the line for us every day. They are true heroes. And in this moment of darkness, they once again displayed what is best about our country. I hope the outcome of this tragedy will be unity, where we put our partisan differences aside and recognize that we are all here for a common purpose. End quote. Today is day 9 of the WGXE Radio's In Motion 2017 Spring Pledge Drive. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 77 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of showers mainly after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 56. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, showers are likely mainly between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 68 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers mainly before 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 59. And on Saturday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 79 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:33 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight. Exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 15th day of June 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.